Twitter deletes video of Prince Harry begging Disney to give Meghan a job. By Kurt Zindelka on January 14, 2020. A video showing Prince Harry begging the head of Disney for voiceover work for his wife Meghan, Duchess of Sussex, has been deleted from Twitter for allegedly violating the platform's copyright policy. Twitter has come under fire after the Silicon Valley tech giant removed videos from the 2018 red carpet premiere for The Lion King, showing Prince Harry pitching his wife's skill as a voiceover actor to the CEO of Disney, Bob Iger. "It disappeared as I was watching the Prince Harry, Meghan video where he is asking and telling the Disney head that she does voiceovers and would like a job, etc. They have taken all videos down, sick," wrote one user. Twitter claimed that the decision to remove the video was based on copyright complaints made against the post, but the video can still be found in other posts on the site. "Per our copyright policy, we respond to valid copyright complaints sent to us by a copyright owner or their authorized representatives," the tech giant told the Daily Mail. In the video, Prince Harry can be heard saying to the studio boss, "You do know she does voiceovers?" pressing the point that Meghan is really interested in working for Disney. "We'd love to try. That's a great idea," replied the Disney boss. Steve Cortez, a CNN contributor and member of the Trump Hispanic Advisory Council, said that the video showcases the worst of cronyism, a brazen display of influence peddling among elites of government, big business, and Hollywood. "So funny that he's asking for a job on behalf of his wife, a feminist," wrote another Twitter user. Last week it was revealed by The Times that the royal couple signed a voiceover deal with Disney in return for a donation to Elephants Without Borders, a wildlife charity. The latest Megxit scandal comes as the couple has vowed to become financially independent following their shock decision to shirk their royal duties in favor of a new progressive role in private life. The couple will be spending much of their time in Justin Trudeau's Canada, and is reportedly considering moving to Los Angeles after Donald Trump leaves office. Follow Kurt on Twitter at @KurtZindelka.